your way in.
I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves some red dirt and some Jordan's beef. He's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3.
Three.
He loves fajitas and some UNT.
T.
He's the afternoon J-U-B.
You're damn right. It's 2:39. It's Tuesday afternoon, and that means one thing and one thing only. We're joined by George Dunham of your Morning Musers with a little afternoon jub here on the Sweet Spots.
Oh, yeah.
Giorgio, how we
sweet
doing?
Sweet Spot. I'm doing great. How about y'all?
I'm great. I listened to a little bit of y'all's discussion this morning on the communal event known as the Eclipse that we all enjoyed yesterday.
It was amazing.
What specific? How did you take it in specifically?
We went to an eclipse party that a development company was putting on, this new project in Flower Mound, and we actually watched it on top of this building that's under construction. That's like, I think the building itself is like 12 stories.
And you're up on a scaffold.
We did go up in one of those cool construction elevators. Those are pretty cool. And this was on the what's going to be the pool deck, which is like 6 floors up, overlooking Lake Grapevine. And it was really cool. Yeah, there's a lot of people out in boats yesterday taking it in. And when it was at its, I guess, I don't know, full go.
Totality?
Totality.
Full-blown eclipse.
Full release. Full-blown eclipse. We had enough people around us that there was like a crowd noise. Like, I don't know, sounded like a crowd of a couple of thousand people. It was really cool.
George, I'm sending you a video right now. So we've seen some videos yesterday. I really enjoyed the time-lapse videos. There was one from the Rangers ballpark yesterday. That's really cool. It's cool seeing these. I'm sending you one that I think this is the most incredible one I've seen. I'm texting it to you now. If
is
you
this
want
from
to,
the Fort Worth Zoo?
No, this no, was no. actually, this is in Mexico, I believe.
Yeah,
this
that's
was
where on they, a, that's where the first eclipses began.
Which if they're from Mexico, George, what are
it's,
they?
That'd make them Mexicans.
Yep.
Yeah. So this was, I can't believe they got video of this. Like, this blew my mind when I saw it. So, George, if you, whenever you get this, if you want to watch
are
it.
Are you emailing it?
I'm,
or texting?
I'm texting it to you.
Okay.
It don't should have be it sending.
Don't have it yet.
Yeah, but with our coverage up here, you probably should have done this like an hour ago.
Yeah, probably. I'll send
it. Here
as,
it is.
Oh, okay, you got
is
it.
Is your name David Mino?
David Mino is me. So, yeah, you don't have to have the audio on, but just watch this video and do some play-by-play for us. Because this is this is incredible, man.
By the way, Mino, the last thing you sent me was a picture of me and Annie Yeager.
I told that to Sean before the segment. It's a good picture.
You showed that to the wife
yet? Look cute together.
It really is. She was so happy. Well, this is taking a while to load, David.
Oh, did you show the Annie photo to the missus?
Yeah. She loved it.
It was like a goal.
She's a big fan.
This is my depth chart. Yeah, that went over well.
It's a hell of a two deep.
And then right above Annie is George and Tech 9. Bunch of friends.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there we are. Talking music. Man, this thing is not loading.
Really?
Oh,
man.
Is it a gorilla playing
no,
tennis?
No, this is
it's an actual news report.
Not loading.
Dude,
it's not loading.
No.
Man.
All right. Well, we'll circle back around.
Yeah, let's circle back. When it loads up, let us know.
Nuts. Okay.
But big news this morning is Jub Jam 13.
How about it?
Is back.
Yeah, it's huge. Macho Self Storage Jub Jam 13.
Wow.
Presented by our friends at Maestro Dobel Tequila. Yeah, we got Pat Green, who is, this is the first, you know, I've had really high-profile performers like Pat, Wade Bowen, Jack Ingram, Cody Jinks, you know, just to name a few of them. But when we get guys like that, I mean, they're also playing tour dates around here, and you have to be respectful of radius clauses, and you know you can't really promote before they play, say, Billy Bob's, you know, 30 days later,
right?
But Pat, a year ago, right after the last Jub Jam, he said, because he's played it before, and we, you know, we backed him up, and we played like five or six songs together, and that was a really cool experience for our band. But he said last June, what do you think if I play next year and I bring my whole band? And you wouldn't believe what we're paying for this. It's just an incredibly generous offer by Pat. And so, yeah, he's our headliner, and got a guy coming from Tennessee named Gabe Lee, who you guys need to look up. I think you don't have to like country music or red dirt music to like this guy. He's a little bit like Bob Dylan and John Prine. He's just an amazing singer-songwriter, and of course, the friend of the ticket, Bobby Duncan, is back for his 13th, Michael Padgett for his 12th, Isaac Hoskins, who you guys know Denton, and Isaac's a great human and great talent, and I say it every year, but I'm so excited about this lineup, and I'm told today we have already sold 400 tickets.
Wow.
At the ticket.com. So,
well, George,
Longhorn Ballroom, May 31st, and we say it every year, please get your tickets to support the Senior Source of Greater Dallas, but this year it really is imperative because we may just sell this thing out here in the next couple of weeks.
George, I know you usually do a song with Pat or maybe a few, and I know you're a baller. Mm-hmm. I am requesting a song right now. I want you to play the rap Bobby Sessions, I Like Texas remix, the one that got nixed as the victory song after just a few games out at Globe Life, because they're going back to the old I Like Texas. I want you to be the rapper and have Pat sing backup of I Like Texas. That would bring the house down.
You think?
Yes.
Maybe we need Monty to come out and do it, because I can't rap. Like, not like Monty.
Well, you have a chain. I've seen your chain, your Jub chain.
I do have a chain.
You can do the
ball.
Gritty.
See if Tech will join you.
You can just be up there doing the gritty.
Yeah, we'll call Tech Nine. Be great.
Do you think that Ranger fan anger is warranted for the change of a song? And the one that really gets me is they got rid of Cotton Eye Joe.
They brought it back.
I've heard they brought that back, too. Here's the thing, and I actually talked about this. The video's up.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Have you started it?
Okay. No, I've not started
okay.
it. Okay. But
The video they have of the eclipse it blows my mind. So whenever you want to do,
I feel like I'm about to get ball sacked.
No, not at all.
No.
Go ahead.
Okay. Can I play it? Like, is the audio?
No, the audio. No, you don't need the audio. It's in Spanish.
You describing it.
Okay. Showing the eclipse. It's full. A lot of Spanish happening. What the? What the heck was that?
What?
Literally, I got balls.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's an eclipse. I don't know if that video is real or not, but it was circulating Twitter, so it's probably fake.
RCG Media, which is, I guess, a Mexican outlet, they literally got ball sacked. Because that's like a viral TikTok bit going around that got somehow mixed into the broadcast.
So tell us what you saw, George.
Yeah. You saw a light.
Because what you think that's what it was.
Then you didn't see
all
a light.
All of a sudden you knew something was wrong because you saw full sun. And then you saw full scrotum slowly passing over the sun.
Are you reading 50 Shades again?
Full scrotum.
Full scrotum rotating over the sun. Man,
that is really disturbing. Golly, I didn't need to see that.
I walked into the meeting room and Sean goes, hey, bro, do a Twitter search of eclipse testicles. I was like, okay. And then we started showing everybody up here.
And you'll never guess.
I don't think Donovan really enjoyed
you'll
it.
You'll never guess who liked it the most.
Oh.
Daddy?
Well.
No. He wasn't here.
We didn't show him.
He went home. Maddie Beers was very, very into the video.
Right up,
really?
Right up his right alley.
That's his.
Man, you need to keep an eye
humor.
On him.
Okay, so back to the victory song. You were the PA
and the,
guy.
And the testicles.
You were the PA guy at Cowboys Stadium, so you know about in-game presentation and probably hearing feedback.
Yeah, and what I from what I understand, and this is what I told Pat today, it's just like P1s, Texas music fans are really loyal. And I think it was a mixture of Ranger fans and Texas who are also Texas music fans saying, can't take Pat Green off the traditional victory song. I mean, it's PFG. You can't do that.
25 years they've been rolling that out now.
Yeah. So, I mean, and in all seriousness, though, again, he's such a nice guy. He was, like, fine with it. He's like, you know, they had 25 years, and they're still sampling my song. He's just rapping over it. Pat truly thought the new version was pretty cool and said that Sessions is a really good dude that he really likes. And but, yeah, the reaction was really strong from Ranger fans and I think Texas music fans, too.
Yeah, I think the new version's kind of cool. Like, it doesn't... I wasn't mad at it either,
and I love Pat.
Like, I think Chuck Morgan could fart into a microphone after the Rangers win, and we would be happy because the Rangers won a baseball game. Like, I don't
care
what...
That's not a bad idea. That's not... And especially if it sounded like right the one in Walmart.
Drive home safe.
Just fart right into it.
And he just had a sign-off rip.
What if they did that? Would people be more upset if Chuck Morgan farted into the microphone or they play the rap song?
38,000 fans are just going crazy as they hear it
just
echoing.
Reverberating inside that dome.
Especially
with the roof
closed.
Yeah. It makes it even better.
It's as loud as the fireworks.
Give me a second. I have to work one up, folks.
And he plays it really fast, too. So right after a Hello Wind column, it's... All right, how about that? And then the Pat Green song.
See?
Okay. Let's get Chuck
on
board.
That's a hell of a remix right there.
Well, George, we solved a lot today.
Oh, yes, we did.
We got to see a
this was the best. Okay.
No animals.
Look up apes or maybe monkeys at Fort Worth Zoo during the eclipse.
Okay.
They were having some issues. Like, what is going on?
All right. I'll watch this during the break, and we'll catch up again next week. No testicle videos for you next time.
We apologize.
Okay, seem
unless we find a really good one. There he goes.
Okay.